in a landscape, 42. I changed my mind. I was going to stop writing this poem, but now I'm not, because I heard someone say in the hallway earlier that she had changed her mind, and it seemed a lovely idea, the way it struck me to change one's mind. I'd like to do that. Presto, changeo. We decide with our attention what has meaning and what doesn't. So now, continuing is what has meaning. And now Natalie's telling me a story where I'm sitting here, deciding to keep writing this, about an alternative to the Santa story as we're getting near Christmas, where a girl flies around giving presents. She likes her story better as she's a girl, and the idea of flying is such a good one. We all have these dreams where we fly. Looking up flying dreams just now, I'm asked the question, if you have a flying dream, ask yourself what you're flying over. And that, it goes on to say, will lead you to what the dream means. See the gate agent, as they say, and then, warning, the gates are closing and will not open again. It's final stuff, as Nico Case has it, that heaven will smell like an airport. And how they call them terminals. I saw a picture of farmland and trees taken from the air recently, and it resembled sheet music, how they spread out in lines. I had an idea, looking down, that we're living across a large score. Flights of fancy, a trill to the latest brilliance of the waves. And to continue the thought, as I'm interested in continuing thoughts, often when I'm flying and sitting between the engines, I swear I can hear music. Sometimes quite loud, orchestral, and oscillating. I've heard other people can hear that as well. So it's not just me. Sometimes I can hear it in the pipes when I'm in the shower as well. It's beautiful, flying, looking down. Last winter, I flew from Austin to San Francisco, and for the most of the way, the 737 kept fairly low. Low enough to pick out cars. It reminded me of being a kid, and all those dreams where I'd get to reach down and pick cars up and draw new rivers with my finger. My father was a pilot. I loved flying with him and went every time I had the chance. It was always small planes, and we kept low over the fantasy towns of the West. The one stops, single lights under a sky that's always blue. In the day and at night, the lights were in squares and stars. And never to be finished. What's not to love about this world then?